Adam Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. We just heard from Tricia and Nina there. She says, good morning, Ian. And good morning, Boyzone. Super excited to see the documentary. Been a fan from day one when I saw the lads for the very first time in a hall in Thurles. Oh, yeah. Shauna used to go and see them in a hall in Dunshaughlin. And now Tricia and Nina used to go in Thurles. I was born on the same day as Stephen as well. Tricia, thanks for getting in touch. Okay, let's go. I think it's Shane, first of all, speaking. This is a clip from the documentary, available all three episodes from Sunday.
We went from strength to strength. We didn't dip. We kept on building on what Boyzone World was. It was huge. You could do no wrong. High chart positions, sellout tours, record-breaking ticket sales. It was so much fun. So great.
How are you, lads? How's it going?
Hey, you know, what's the crack?
Are you well on yourselves?
We're absolutely fantastic on this beautiful morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. You've seen this, all three parts. I'm sure you've watched it over and over again. It's very, very honest. I'm very impressed by it. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about it. Are you happy with the way it reflects the story? The ins, the outs, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when we watched it, I think we watched it outside of ourselves, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago, since the 90s, and you forget most of the things that you've done. And back then, there was no social media. So if we weren't working in Ireland or the UK, I think people just thought we were on holidays. They didn't realise the success that we had in Australia or Southeast Asia or whatever. So it was an eye-opener for us, to be honest, when we saw some of the archived footage.
It's an incredibly honest documentary, Ian. I think, you know, you were there yourself in the 90s. You remember what it was like for us, and you saw the good and the bad, and it's all there in the documentary. It all comes out. You know, we're all incredibly honest. I think after 30 years and some of us are hovering around 50. You know, there's been enough games played and there's been enough said. I think it was time to kind of everyone to get it off their chest and tell the truth. And, you know, there's times where I look and I've watched it many times and I'll come out of the documentary and I'll go, why did I do this? You know, yeah. Why did I do it? Because it's warts and all. And there's times where I don't think I come out of it very pretty. But that's the true story, and it had to be told.
Yeah, and I mean, like there is a real brotherhood. I mean, there's moments in it where you get back together again. There's a moment in it where you're about to go back in, and there's going to be the reunion tour, and you want to clock Ronan, but actually, when you get in there, you give him a hug, like, you know, because that's just the way it is.
It's a true story.
Yeah,
it's a true story.
I was an angry guy against Ro for sure.
Yeah,
but all I could do was give him a biggest hug because I love him.
Yeah,
I love him. Always loved him. Didn't matter how much anger I had towards him. Yeah. The minute I saw him, I was like, that was gone. It was dissipated in a second, just because we went through so much together, us boys. We really did. And thank God, you know, thank God we're good, heartily Irish boys, raised nicely. And, you know, to have that kind of mindset to be, not to be an aggressor, and to be able to be a peacemaker is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We all have fallen out at different times, but you know, it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
And like a family, you know, but some a little bit longer than others. But there's, you know, it wasn't perfect, Ian. We were far from perfect. And I think that was part of the charm of Boyzone as well, is that we weren't perfect. We weren't polished. We were kind of the everyman, the working man's boy band as such.
I think people are going to be talking about this a lot. I think, you know, the footage is amazing. You've got your audition. What was the song you did on your audition?
I did Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
There you go. I did two. I did, in the first one, I did Father and Son. In the second one, I did Fire and Rain. And I have never seen that film.
Yeah.
I've never seen it until we made the doc.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's great film pieces from Stephen in there, Stephen's sister, Michelle in there. Louis has contributed quite a lot.
Yeah.
He continues to.
The one that got me was Stephen Gately, who came out, whether he was forced to come out or whatever the situation. Anyway, he came out on one day, then you had to play in front of 100,000 people at Hyde Park, open air, and he was really worried. And you were all really worried about what the reaction was going to be when he came out. But the reaction was magnificent, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And it was such a relief for Stephen, but for us too, to see him being so relieved. he was so caught up in it all for such a long time, and he suffered silently for a long, long time with the fear that he was going to, that it wouldn't be accepted, that he was going to damage our career. He was worried about us. Yeah. He carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, and the reaction that he got when he came out was so positive. People like George Michael and Elton John reached out to him and, yeah, you know, asked him did he want to go and stay in their house to hide away for a while or have. Yeah. It was overwhelming support, and it was brilliant. And Theo just became the version of himself that he should have been always. And listen, we always said it, you know, there was one gay guy in the band and four straight guys, but it's where, you know, because there's four straight guys, it's where Theo would be Butch. But instead of that, the four of us were all camp. He was an amazing character. And I think the documentary has really respected
absolutely, yeah. There was somebody spotted you in Dunshaughlin in the early days in the white transit in your underpants changing on the side of the road. Is that true?
Probably. It is absolutely true. We were everywhere.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today FM.